Good morning, everyone. Today is Tuesday, October the 5th, 2021. And hope all everyone's doing well today. Call upon me in the day of trouble. I will deliver thee, and thou shalt glorify me. Psalm 50, verse 15. Why art thou cast down, O my soul? And why art thou disquieted within me? Hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise him, who is the health of my countenance and my God. Psalm 42:11. Lord, thou hast heard the desire of the humble. Thou wilt prepare their heart. Thou wilt cause thine ear to hear. Psalm 86:5. For thou, Lord, art good and ready to forgive and plenteous in mercy unto all them that call upon thee. Jacob said unto his household, let us arise and go up to Bethel, and I will make there an altar unto God, who answered me in the day of my distress, and was with me in the way which I went. Genesis 35:2-3. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Psalm 103:2. I love the Lord because he hath heard my voice and my supplications. Because he hath inclined his ear unto me, therefore will I call upon him as long as I live. The sorrows of death compassed me, and the pains of hell got hold upon me. I found trouble and sorrow, then I called I on the name of the Lord. Psalm 116:1-4. Beloved, be not ignorant of this one thing, that one day is with the Lord as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years is one day. Habakkuk 2:3. The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but is long suffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. 2 Peter 3:8-9. Thou, Lord, art a God of full of compassion and gracious, long suffering and plenteous in mercy and truth. Psalm 86:15. Oh, that thou wouldst rend the heavens and thou wouldst come down. For since the beginning of the world, men have not heard nor perceived by the ear, neither hath the eye seen. O God, beside thee, what he hath prepared for him that waiteth for him. Isaiah 64:1-4. Well, where would we be without the Word of God? Where would we find our comfort and our strength for the day? Would we look to other things, to all things of this world, or would we look to God Himself? You know, many people look to the things of this world to gather comfort. And it's just for a fleeting moment. Just think where we would be without the Word of God. We'd be stumbling around without a compass for our feet. And Satan would then be much more able to us deceive. But we have the Word of God to guide our every step and give us direction in a very evil place. Through the prophets, apostles, and Christ, a written precept. Study to show ourselves approved unto God, rightly dividing the word of truth, and without it, we would be most certainly confused. Thank you, Lord, for providing the word of God. Without it, I know not what we would do, but with it we have sweet communion with you. Whatever we do all to the glory of God, whether it's be making a coffee, reading our Bible, or filling our car up with gas. We are His people, His blood bought children, and this heritage shall never pass. Sometimes our daily tasks seem mundane, that's for sure, but God's people rest in the love of Christ. They are eternally secure. So remember, whatever you do and wherever you go, if you're one of God's sheep, He wants you to know that He will never leave you or forsake you, regardless whether you are, where you are, what task you are doing. His Holy Spirit will comfort you and always be wooing you back to the fold of His eternal love, having been given to Him by His Father from the throne from up above. Do you sometimes feel like you're standing still? Sometimes it seems as if we are standing still. These are the times when resting in Christ can fulfill our soul's need of Him in a special way. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord, for He is our only hope, and faith of Christ causes us to stay. Resting in His grace that will carry us through when it seems we're standing still, He will make a way for you. When the trials of this life are pressing on us hard and we don't know which way to go, our Heavenly Father's guidance will our minds control. His Holy Spirit will be our light in the middle of the night, and He says, "Peace be still," when the cares of this world have blinded my sight. So if it seems that you're standing still with no progress, always remember that He is our righteousness. We can rest in Him when the waves of billow roll, and He will bring comfort. He will bring comfort to our never dying soul. Well, the final one I'm going to read today is called "Just Like the Seasons." Our lives are just like the seasons: spring, summer, fall, and winter. In the spring of our lives, we're sprouting forth and ever growing. In the summer, our lives seem to be overflowing. In the fall, our hair is changing color and we are slowing down. In the winter, the leaves are falling from our crown. Let us remember that our lives are just like the seasons. The only difference is that when we get to winter, we won't return to spring. Except when we awake and find in the New Jerusalem, He did us bring. And in that paradise, winter will never come. It will be a land of everlasting spring with God's eternal sun. For we will need no light of the sun or moon there. For He Himself will be the light of the land, which will be so fair. Well, may the good Lord be with you today in a special way, is my prayer. God bless.